Title: Federal Cannabis Reform, Is 2022 the Year? Content: Hope soared with the possibility of federal cannabis reform in 2021, and for good reason. The induction of a new, more liberal administration, rapid state-level legalization, broad support by Americans, one, and growing bipartisan backing led many to believe that 2021 was going to be the year where federal decriminalization of cannabis would become a reality. But, as 2021 continued on, optimism dwindled as any advancement in federal cannabis reform was hobbled by the inability of Congress to agree on the appropriate level of reform and the proper mechanics for passage. Specifically, tension rose amongst the elected Democrats on whether to support incremental reform, like access to banks or removal of cannabis from the list of Schedule I drugs, or comprehensive legalization with provisions to address social inequities stemming from the legacy of the war on drugs. And so 2021 came to an end, and the cannabis industry saw yet another year of failed meaningful change on the federal level. Still, momentum for reform has not been lost. If anything, last year saw more bills introduced into Congress, including two new federal legalization proposals, than ever before, clearly indicating its import to our nation's leaders. Justice Clarence Thomas from the Supreme Court even subtly advised Congress to address legalization, noting that the federal government's current half-in, half-out regime on cannabis strained the principles of federalism. And so, as we move forward in 2022 with hope, we review the bills before Congress and their progresses to assess which of these may have some traction for passage during this upcoming year. Secure and Fair Enforcement, SAFE, Banking Act of 2021, 2, considered modest reform. The SAFE Banking Act of 2021 mainly focused on granting cannabis-related businesses access to federally backed financial institutions. The bill was introduced early in 2021-3, and passed in the U.S. House of Representatives on April 20, 2021 by a vote of 321-101. At the time of the House's passage, many believed the SAFE Banking Act of 2021 would easily move its way through the Senate, due in part to its demonstrated bipartisan appeal with 106 Republican votes in the House. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, one of its drafters, even remarked, "After years of bringing up this issue, I am thrilled to see overwhelming support for this bipartisan, common-sense legislation in the U.S. House once again. I feel optimistic about the path forward for the SAFE Banking Act and, more broadly, reforms to our federal cannabis laws." For, however, after its passage in the House, the SAFE Banking Act of 2021 languished in the Senate's Committee on Banking, Housing and Urban Affairs. Momentum for the bill slowed, with those opposing it campaigning for more comprehensive legalization. In late September 2021, fervor for the SAFE Banking Act of 2021 arose again when the House passed, by voice vote, an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act for Fiscal Year 2022, NDAA, to add the SAFE Banking Act of 2021. Many hoped that by couching the SAFE Banking Act of 2021 in the NDAA, it would make it easier to pass through the Senate. On November 23, 2021, for Senators, 5, penned a letter to the Senate's Armed Services Committee urging them to retain the SAFE Banking Act of 2021 in the NDAA. Despite these efforts, the SAFE Banking Act of 2021 was stripped from the NDAA on December 10, 2021, stalling its progress once more. The Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement, MORE, Act. The MORE Act is the oldest comprehensive legislative proposal. It was passed in the House in December 2020, during a lame duck session, but never made any headway in the Senate. 6. On May 28, 2021, Representative Gerald Nadler reintroduced the MORE Act into the House, and much of its substance provided the legislative stepping stones for the Cannabis Administrative and Opportunity Act, CAO. The MORE Act aimed to end criminalization of cannabis by removing it from the list of controlled substances, eliminate related past criminal penalties and convictions, and provide essential criminal justice reform, social justice, and economic development for those affected by the war on drugs. The MORE Act also would tax cannabis products starting at 5% to 8%, increasing by 1% over 5 years, to help fund social reform projects, make Small Business Administration loans and services available.